Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's have a look at the goalkeeping situation right across the board, from England to Everton to Liverpool. No better person to analyse it with me than former Sunderland goalkeeper and now football writer David Priest. Morning to you, David.
Morning, Steve.
Thanks for joining me. Let's start with the England situation. Joe Hart, he came in for Pelters immediately after the final game against Iceland. But, of course, it's been a very unsteady tournament as a whole for Joe Hart. And yet, as a nation, I think we headed into that tournament thinking we had one of the best keepers around. Are we a little bit misguided?
Not at all. I think, over the past few years, I've been critical of Joe on occasion. I mean, it showed that the managers that he's had in Manchester City, on occasion, that there has been times where he's been dropped. And sometimes for good reason. Sometimes, obviously, it's to give other goalkeepers a run in cup games. But you know, there's always been something there. And I thought, like everyone else, that this season it's probably been his most consistent season. He was taken off the League Cup win, but you know, he was playing behind what turned out to be a pretty rickety defence with Vincent and company missing for most of the season. So he'd had a lot to do, maybe a lot more than what he usually had to. And like I said, I was the same as everyone else. He'd shown a bit more consistency and a bit more calm. And that's probably the crux of the problem what's happened in the European Championships.
Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head with something. I was watching the analysis with Ian Wright, and he was saying on the ITV coverage, he's saying, what on earth is Joe Hart doing, being so sort of explosive in the tunnel, sort of pre-match? And we saw this in each of the games that England played. Extremely vocal, almost too vocal, I'd say, in the tunnel before heading out. Does he need to chill out a little bit?
Well, I think this is we've been talking about the, you know, in the aftermath of England leaving the competition. You know, what's wrong? Why aren't we up to the standards that we expect of ourselves? And one of the reasons is something changes when that English shirt goes on. Now, I said here, when Joe's at Man City, he seems to be a lot calmer. He's done what we've expected. Keeper of his age should be maturing, just letting himself be calmly authoritative. When that English shirt goes on, it's almost like something changes where he feels he's got to show passion, he's got to be that lion, when really what the defence need behind him, somebody's calm, authoritative, they need to just to know that he's there when he's needed, rather than trying to be this sort of, I don't know, it's sort of like I said, it's sort of representative of sort of England as a nation, when it's just, at the end of the day, you know, before a game, chest beating and singing the national anthem as loud as you possibly can, yeah, it looks great and it's just great for the fans, but at the end of the day, it doesn't serve you well in during the game itself. And you know, you have to have a cool head, and especially in cases like that, seeing it, if you haven't got a cool head, you start making wrong decisions. And in the mistakes that he made in the competition, both of them is because he's uptight. Now, when you're like that, you don't make the right decisions. And in goalkeeping, inches make a hell of a difference. Centimetres make a hell of a difference. Take the second goal against Iceland, for example. You can see that he's uptight and the ball's getting towards the goal. You can see something's developing and he gets drawn out towards the ball. Now, he's a yard further out than he should be. If he's a yard further back, then deeper in the goal, which like a David De Gea or a Manuel Neuer would be, that's a simple save with two hands. It's not a reaction save where he doesn't get enough on it like actually happens. And that's what happens when you're uptight. You get in the wrong positions. And it's not just that. It spreads throughout the team. And we knew that we weren't going to be defensively strong once we were tested in the competition. So we needed that common influence behind them. And sadly, it wasn't there.
Was that the worst of the two goalkeeping mistakes, the one against Iceland, or was the Gareth Bale free kick?
No, I think, obviously, the Gareth Bale free kick, like I've just said about being drawn to the ball when you're uptight and you're really urging something to happen rather than letting the situation develop. You know, when you're uptight, you know, your mind's racing and you're thinking, well, if he goes over the ball, the ball goes over the wall, I've got to get that side and I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Instead of just saying calmly, just focus on the ball, saying, I'll take this side, let the wall do its job. you know, he starts creeping towards one side, the ball's practically straight at him. And like I said, you know, it's they're not small mistakes because they have big consequences.
Especially on that sort of stage as well.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, you know, you want a keeper who's calm, and it's okay when you say if he's at Manchester City and they're playing at Real Madrid away from home, like they have done in the past, and he's had a lot to do. If you're like that and you're pumped up and you're making save after save after save, yeah, it can add to your performance. But sometimes, I mean, people going about there's this myth about goalkeepers need to be scream and shout and to have authority. But you look at Peter Schmeichel. Yeah, Peter Schmeichel, he chose his moments. But on the whole, he was calm, he was confident, and he didn't let it distract him. And then that's the key to it.
It's the balance, isn't it? Right, we've talked about the pressures on goalkeepers before. You only have to look at Everton now. So obviously Tim Howard leaves. Last season, most Everton fans and, you know, Blues out there, remember 6 months ago you were saying Joel Robles, he's the man who should be first choice. How quickly that changes. Joel gets a going goal. And Everton fans are saying, well, he's not quite good enough. So now, obviously, with the new manager coming in, Ronald Koeman, there's this idea that he might go out and get Marcus Stekelenburg. What sort of capture or what sort of coup would that be for the Blues?
Well, obviously, financially, it's a good deal for the club because, you know, they're not going to go out there and pay a big fee for him. He's experienced. I mean, you could say that he hasn't played a lot of football in the last couple of seasons, that's right. But, you know, the games he played at Southampton last year, he still kept 10 clean sheets. He's a solid goalkeeper, great size. He's very good one-on-one situations, very strong. And technically, as a lot of Dutch keepers are, technically very good. I don't mean with his feet, I mean in a goalkeeping manner. But he's... It's a little bit of a funny one for me because I think, like I said, Joel Robles has been patient. It was right that he came in. I actually think he did really well, and you've got two goalkeepers vying for one position really, and the right to go out, they need another goalkeeper, Everton. But I think you know, in the games where Robles perhaps didn't do great, you know, there's a lot to be said for what was in front of him as well, and we know the defensive problems that Roberto Martinez's teams have had, and they're not. They were the most solid, and that can translate the goalkeeper as well. So, but I think it'd be unfortunate if he was just cast aside and not given his chance after waiting, being patient and waiting as long as he has. But they definitely need another goalkeeper, and I think, like I said, financially and on the pitch as well, it looks like a good fit, really.
How rusty do you go as a goalkeeper, David, when you're not involved? I mean, I would imagine mentally rusty as well. There's a danger you can almost become a little bit complacent if you're not involved.
Well, so people talk about match sharpness, and yeah, you know, there is an element to that, physical sharpness, but you can get that in training. You can get in the small side of games in training. It's the game type situations where you're judging sort of it's depth perception. Where you're judging long balls, you're judging crosses coming in, and that's what a lot of time that you can't really replicate in training because it's you know, you can play 11 side games, but the pressures aren't there. And like I said, we just said with Joe Hart, you know, having the external pressures around you can affect your performance and decision making. And I think that at this moment in time, it won't affect him at all because what he'll do, he'll have a good if he comes in, he'll have a good pre-season, and then once he gets a few games, just getting a few games under your belt first, like I said, it's just seeing game situations and what's happening in front of you rather than what you're actually doing yourself with regards to any sort of shot stopping.
And a quick one, what do you know about Loris Karius, of course, Liverpool's new keeper, who pretty much has implied that he's heading to the football club to be the number one. He's not content to be some sort of understudy to Simon Mignolet.
No, that's right. And I fully expect him to be number one. You know, he's a confident character. And I mean, my overall assessment of him was that, you know, that I think one of the big criticisms of Simon Mignolet was his ability to deal with crosses. And I think that if there's one area that he can deal with better than Simon, it's because he's more aggressive. he's when he comes for something, he's 100%. There's no doubt, and he's very physical the way he goes about things. But he, technically, he's very good, and with his feet, and I think there's an upgrade on Simon, and I think that he can fully expect to be number one next season.
David, as always, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks, Ross. Steve. Cheers.
David Priester, former Sunderland keeper, now football writer.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.